Morning, today's Amud is page 204, Hilchos Kriyashma, Simen Samich Ches. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh Mekomos, there are certain places, Shemafsikin Bebirchas Kriyashma Lomar Piyutim, that they interrupt during the Brachas of Shema in order to say certain Piyutim. V'nachalim Noam Milamram Mishim Dehavi Hefsek. The Mechaber says it's best that one avoid saying them because it serves as an interruption, it's a Hefsek between the Brachas and Shema. Therefore, one should really avoid this. He quotes this from the Tshuvas Ramah and the Ramam as well. Rama writes, the Rama who quotes from the Ran, rather from the Ri, and the Rajba and others, that, oh, it's no Isser, one wants to, he's allowed to interpret Piyutim. He says, many places have such a custom. One who's Mekel and does not say them, doesn't lose out on them. Nonetheless, but he says, if a person's in a tzibur where they're saying piyutim, it's inappropriate for a person to learn and make some other hefsek while the rest of the tzibur is saying the piyutim. The kolshkin, and certainly she'asu l'dabir shum sicha b'teil, and certainly speaking would be a problem as well. Umikom makom, mishalom and aida here, a person who learns through thinking, through his thought, shiro b'sefer u'mahara, looks at the sefer, doesn't say the words, but looks at them, it's considered here or there, only looking at them and visualizing, less but isr, there's no isr involved, the here laf kadibur dami, thinking is not the same as speaking, and that would therefore be permitted. El shimitoch kach yavol adaber v'yavol adei hefsek, but the problem becomes, says their mother, is a siog here, is a concern, a chashash, the person begins to look at the words, he might come to say the words, and then the saying, the speaking will serve as a hefsek. Therefore, a person should not separate himself from the tzibur, but malkum shnagu l'omrim v'yomer osam b'imahim, and he should say them along with him. V'ayin l'kaman simen tzadi sivyud. So the Mishabru explains here as follows. Sivkat and Alf, he writes, Dei Nisr, he says, the Ramah says, there's no problem at all saying piyutim during the Birchas Kriyashma. Shezeh Shamu in the Brachos David Alf, the Gemara tells us, Mokum Shamu Laharich in Rosh Allah Katzer, a place where they have accustomed to have longer Brachos, you're not allowed to shorten them. Lekatzer, those who have accustomed to say them shorter, in Rosh Allah Harich, you can't make them longer. Lo Amru Ella, Bibrachos Aruko, Sheposchos, Bibarach, Vichosn, Bibarach, Eno Rosh Allah Katzer, Slovtach, Oshul Achtom, Vichain Lehachvich. When it comes to certain brachas that are very long and short, you can't change the tzura. Kataros aim rashai laharichim. The idea is that mishanim mafesh tavu chachamim the brachas. You're changing the way that the chacham had established making the bracha. Aval shar nusach bracha, but the rest of the nusach bracha, not the actual bracha brachat Hashem, but the rest of the actual meat and potatoes of the bracha. Lo nasu bochacham l'shir shiom kafa kachem yos dafka. They never said say this amount of words in particular. You could add on or shorten them if you want. But the actual bracha, brachat Hashem, that nusach bracha can never be changed. They should therefore have made exact amount of words. And they should teach us exactly the nusach of each bracha. We don't find anywhere that exact words for all the brachas are going to be the same. We have different nuschos. Nusach Svar, Ashkenaz, Ari. They all have different nuschos. But as long as the brachat Hashem are the same according to the minhag that we have. Then there, Mishabura says, Kosva Rambam Perak Aleph Mikriyashma. Klal Shadavar, the rule is, Kol HaMishana Mimatbeya Shetavu Chachamim. Anybody who changes the tzura, the coin, the way the Chachamim had established bebrachos, HaReza Torah, that's a person is mistaken. V'chol is a Mevarach Kimatbeya. It's as if he never made the bracha, and he has to recite the bracha again. Because of a Kesem Mishnah there in the Rambam, Dafke in Pasach bebracha b'makum shel tiknu l'ftarach l'chasim b'makum shel amul shel l'achtam. Only if you start a bracha where you're not supposed to, or conclude a bracha where you're not supposed to. O shechis mebrachos harukos v'aschalas habrachos shemitchiz b'shem ha-malchus. You skip the beginning brachat Hashem part. O shalosim b'shem, or you didn't finish off with Hashem. All those are problems. Aval im shina b'nusach habracha, if you change the nusach, the actual meat of the bracha, v'lo amar osa lashon mamash, you don't say the exact lashon that we have in the sidurim, el shamar b'nusach acher, some other change you make, b'din habracha, afilu chiser kama tebos, even if you skip a number of words, yotze b'dievet, says the kesa mishnah, hol v'haya baz kara umachos v'din habracha, since you had the Hashem, and you had the melech haolam, and the main part of the bracha, that's okay. B'dievet. There are certain situations where the Chacham said you have to say specific words. Could go and shlo hisker bris b'sorah b'birkas amazon. You have to mention bris and you have to mention Torah and benching. If you don't, you miss the bracha. Those are particular examples. Or meshir ruach v'chol kriyot b'zeh, things that are required to say that will nullify the entire bracha. because of the Rambam Perak Alf and Birchas Chazar Bamizeh, that the Rambam actually changed his mind. The Sofer that filled with bracha ruka lo im lo gamar sofer bracha kedina kamalkam b'diavad yata ukedei harishonim mevur b'simin kufay zayin sevalch, and look for the discussion there. And then the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sefkat and Bay is it calls manshet tzibur. As long as the tzibur is saying the piyutim, who are then afil im kvar gamar? Who, let's say you finish, you say with the tzibur, you say the piyut, but you just happen to finish earlier. That tzibur apiyutim habracha v'hu omed bein paraklu barak. Now you're just waiting. Gamkin asal hapsik. There too, also you're not allowed to interrupt. Sifkat and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, shemitoch kach, the person starts looking in the sefer, it might lead him to start saying the word, wrote to Lomer, what he means to say, says the Mishnah Berurah, kishayru hahemon shahun mistakel b'sefer yavo gamkin ladaber. If he looks around and starts seeing everybody else looking in the sefer, he might think, oh, I'm allowed to speak as well. But simply thinking in your head, not in the sefer, but in your head, the Devei Torah, that seems to be okay. The Ayin B'Pri Chadash says the Mishnah Berurah. Omnam, however, B'Shah, Shachazin Omer Kaddish, Asur Lahar. But when a person is saying Kaddish, Shachazin saying Kaddish, it's Asur to even think in the head, Hihur Torah, Shatar Harbe L'Chavim Ba'anias Kaddish. You have to have a lot of intent, a lot of Kavana when responding to Kaddish. Then in Sifkat and Dalet says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein La'adam, Homarinu Harav Chaim Vital, Kast B'Shem Hari. Shalohaya Omer Piyutim Pismonim. He did not have a custom to say any of these additions. Elamashe Sidu Arishonim Kigon HaKaliri. Only the earlier Piyutim did he have those. Would he include those Piyutim? Shiniskanu Alderch Emes. He had certain understanding Alderch Emes Al Pisod. What to add into the Tefillot. V'chein Lohaya Omer Yigdal. He wouldn't say Yigdal as well. Umikamakum Hei Beno Shel Marvchaim Vital Al Aviv. Rav Chaim's son testified on him. Shekishayal Shlech Sibur Bakal B'Yom Nerem. Haya Omerim Kol. He would actually include all these different piyutim. So we learn from this, even though he felt that these were unnecessary, since the place where he davened had a minhag to say them, he said them nonetheless. The Shlach thought there was a mitzvah to say these piyutim. Uchshapit Rabbi Elzer v'chayas asher heina merubals v'lekizei v'chulei lehat te'esh levivosav aincha. Wherever you daven, wherever you live, you should follow that minug. Kigon minusach Ashkenaz l'sfar de lehefech chol ki agavna ki shnei masar shar mishumayim neged shnei masar shvatim. Very, very interesting idea brought down here, that there are 12 different nuschos, 12 different gates in Shemayim. Each corresponds to the 12 different shvatim. V'chol shevet yesh lo shar minag levad. Each one has their own gate, their own nusach. So a person should not change. Let's say you happen to be davening in a nusach svarad shul or vice versa. You are still yos your chiv through davening in that other nusach. Brought down on the side in the dirshu here that Rav Steinberg felt that let's say a person was in a shul and he didn't find the nusach that he was familiar with, but he only had the local nusach. Let's say he was Ashkenaz but only had a svarad siddur and he doesn't know Ashkenaz by heart. Or maybe it's not good to daven by heart either. He doesn't think a person should lose out on the tefillah b'tzibur, and rather he should daven with them according to those nuschos. Then back to the Mishnah Berurah now. He says, "V'chol zay rakva min hagim shenagu b'shar shet tefillah aval mash nizka b'gemara b'divrei aboskim shalom de megemara who shav l'kol v'im rishis l'shim adam l'henog min hagol." So if a person has a minhag against the gemara, against halacha, that doesn't count as a minhag. Sipkav then hey, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Mehat tzibur ayin b'magen avram the pesach shechazanam arichin harbe b'nigunim." Tov yotzer lomar piyut kodem shemaskel b'birkas yotzer or the berov ahave ha piyut shalom ayin habracha v'yetachashim hefsek hashiyak kedei legmar kula u'lechachila roi lachush lazel chadeleil b'simun tamachei b'mishnah Berurah ayin sham v'mshachach lomar piyut asher gemar bracha asher lomar delo adiv me'al nisim ve'alchanukah prim. Talks about a particular type of piyut and pesach would be too long and serve as a hefsek, therefore it tells you how to structure it properly. I'm not sure the exact case what minhag is referring to. Sif katan vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, u'mahem a person that was on his own. Then a person should definitely not say the piyut. The piyut is only relevant in the context of a tzibur. Derech Agav writes to Mishnah Berurah Raisi Lahaskir, I wanted to mention, he says, the many mistakes that people make, that tzibur makes on the Yom Daraim. I'm not sure exactly what he's talking about. It seems like they're skipping some very important words of Baruch Atah, the beginning of the bracha. When the chazan says the bracha aloud, they don't say the bracha. It's a big mistake because they too have to say the bracha of Yotzer Or. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.